Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Hudson Valley Shakespeare in Garrison, New York wouldn't be what it is without putting a Shakespeare work or two on its feet in the season under the tent. This summer, Hudson Valley Shakespeare presents The Comedy of Errors, a classic of mistaken identity and giddy mayhem. Ryan Quinn directs The Comedy of Errors for HVS, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
Comedy of Errors is a big rompy farce. It's a very funny Shakespeare. Twins separated at birth, reunited in slapstick, mistaken identity, puns galore. It feels like the perfect piece for escaping this summer. How did you come to direct it? And do you agree with me that it's good for escape?
I cannot agree more with you that it is great for escape. It feels like both this and the way that it's working with Matchmaker right now, the show that's running in rep, just feel like a perfect complement to whatever's kind of like going on in the zeitgeist of the world right now, where we want to just go and like lose ourselves for a moment and just fun and hilarity and both the plays. And usually sometimes this can feel reductive when you say this about shows, but both of them have a sweetness to them that's underneath, that like reaffirms your belief in friends and family and love. So it's been really fun to be part of putting them together and then watching audiences do that as well as they start to come in. And I came to direct it because I started at the festival as an actor. You told me that I was sharing space with Curtin Ants right before, but carrying spears around for Curtin Ants as a young actor coming in, and I've been a part of the festival since then. And I've kind of evolved from being an actor to a teaching artist to now getting to direct shows under the tent. And so when Davis said they were thinking about the show, I was like, thank you. Yes, please. And I will be there in the summer of 25. Yes, please.
What is it about The Comedy of Errors that was such an obvious yes, please for you to direct? How did you want to frame and approach it? Although I know it's mostly you start with a text.
Yeah. Well, it's just so fun. You know, sometimes it's called one of the lesser comedies of Shakespeare. Some of the other comedies have so much more like poetry to them that you can get lost in this one. But I think what's really special about this are the situations that each of these characters kind of come in, much like, you know, the situational comedies that we watch right now. That is so much fun to figure out. There's like a math to that that's really exciting. And then just the people, the actors that we have that are part of the company, are also just like an exciting group to be together to kind of figure out where it is that we're all going to go with it. And so all those things together made it just like an immediate yes. And then I think the last piece of this is it's a perfect play for the tent and the audiences that we have. Like there's a lot of this play that you have to like suspend your disbelief to like understand how these twins can keep being mistaken for each other. So I think it was just like a perfect marriage of company, of time, when this play is going to happen, and the audience base that we have that is going to just say yes and to all of the things that we're going to offer.
You are working with a choreographer whose name I should have in front of me and don't. So you say the choreographer's name?
Susanna Malanti.
How is dance or movement integrated, and how did you and Susanna work together to include it in the production?
So Susanna and I met way back at the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival in 2006 when we worked on a production of Midsummer. I was Lysander in that, and she was Hermia, and we became fast friends ever since. I don't know, this is probably at least the 10th play that we've worked together. So a lot of times when I see and I feel a play, I see how movement is involved with it. And Susanna is exceptional, like the best at figuring out how to put movement and physicality in actors' bodies. So even though it's like it's a movement and there's dance to it, it comes not necessarily from dancers, but from actors. And because the show is so physical, and because like there's part of this show that feels a little bit like a musical to me, that like all of a sudden when the need becomes so big, like in musicals you dance and sing, and this one too, I felt like that the play was so big that a lot of big movement had to come out of it. And so I talked to her about like probably like four or five movement pieces that I felt that were going to be part of the show. And in many ways, Susanna Malanti and I kind of share a little bit of a brain or an aesthetic. And so like we just were collaborating on that a little bit.
There's, of course, also the Shakespearean, you know, language, the dialogue of the play, and then all of the comedy. It's a very movement heavy play, as we've just discussed directly. How much table work do you have time to do before you get everybody up on their feet to start running around and then also, you know, building these dance pieces into their bodies?
I think with any Shakespeare play, we spend a lot of time at the table. And this one, we do the read through at the very beginning. And then I think we spent probably the next three rehearsals going scene by scene, going over the language. And this one in particular, there's a little bit of a secret. There's a notorious scene, an act three scene two, that modern audiences might have a hard time with. And so this particular scene, we spent a lot of time like working through, trying to figure out dramaturgically, like why it fit there. And beautifully, we have two writers that are part of the, cast too. And so we work to kind of negotiate some of the misogyny that like has endured with it. And it's become like one of the biggest like hits of the play. So like the table work and the dramaturgy also kind of led to like something new that we were able to bring to the play.
You said the comedy of errors is perfect for the tent. What makes it perfect for the tent?
Because it's just so darn silly. And I've said this many times before, but one of the reasons that I love working at the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is that we treat the language as paramount, and we spend so much time working really hard on it. But at the end of the day, we're doing Shakespeare in the sand, right? Like that there's something about that that takes the pretension away. And I think it's one of the reasons that people love coming to watch us do it. We have all the reverence and all the magic that the language brings. But I think one of the special things about Shakespeare, it's on a pedestal, not because like it's rarefied air only for a few of us to touch, but because it speaks to our humanity. And like when we work so hard on the text and give it away in a way that doesn't feel pretentious, I think people gravitate towards it. And it is a play that like requires us not to be too pretentious about it. It is silly. It is Three Stooges. You know, it is, you know, slapstick. It's all those things that come with it. And I think that's why it's perfect for our audiences.
You said earlier that you started at Hudson Valley Shakespeare carrying spears, which is, of course, the classic framing of being a bit player in a given production. But before that, how did you find Shakespeare in theater and know that you wanted to make it part of your life?
Yeah. So I've said this a lot to my students, but, you know, when I was in high school, I didn't think Shakespeare was for me. I thought he was, you know, I'd see the pictures of this old white guy in ruffs and tights. And I was like, what does he have to do with me? No, thank you. And then there was a moment in my acting training that I could feel the language like moving through me. And I was like, oh, this is really special. This feels like, you know, it feels like music. I'm moved by it. And then as you're with the language longer and longer and longer, things happen in your life and you didn't have words to articulate what it meant. And all of a sudden that line that you knew in your brain, how it made sense, all of a sudden it made sense in your heart. And that line of text came back to you to articulate your place in the world just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever that feeling that I had that was a part of it, there's something to this. And it's just made me kind of like devoted to like acting and theater and language as a means to, I know this sounds really highfalutin, but like as a means to articulate our place in the world. And that's why I keep coming back to it and why I love it. So it didn't come to me through English class, came to me through acting classes. All of a sudden it made sense to me and I wanted to spend all my time working on it.
What does teaching and imparting that passion that you found to students mean to you? Why is that an important part of your life and work?
I think a lot of times we start to compartmentalize like what it is that we think we should learn. And I think a lot of times Shakespeare is given to us as like, you need to learn this is because it's like culture that you need to have, instead of like a human lesson that is going to make you a more empathetic person in the world. And when I see those light bulbs go off, one of the big things that we talked about like early on and teaching artists with like what we wanted to do is to realize that like Hamlet is me. Antony is me, Rosalind is me. And when we can get to those places, when we understand that this literature is actually for us and speak to us and it is about us, we're going to see more things where those connections are coming. And when those light bulbs go off in, students' brains, it just fills me up, because then all of a sudden you're going to start to see that, that August Wilson is for me and Susie Laura Parks is for me. You're gonna start to see those connections that start to move through all of the great literature that we have.
The Comedy of Errors is running in rep at Hudson Valley Shakespeare in Garrison, New York through August 2nd. Ryan Quinn is the director. It's been wonderful to speak with you, Ryan. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
For tickets and showtime information, visit hbshakespeare.org. That link will be posted along with this interview on our website, wamc.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.